Welcome to the Center for Early Literacy Learning's Preschool Practice Guide, Wacky Word Games. A playful attitude makes gaining listening and language skills fun for preschoolers. Creating wacky songs, rhymes, and letter games with your child helps her learn new words and strengthens listening skills. This is what the practice looks like. Word games help your child describe and think about the world around him. There are many times during your daily routine when you can play word games about things that interest and engage your child. Point out an object that you see while driving and create a silly song about it. While waiting in line at the grocery store, ask your preschooler what he sees that's green. Create a rhyming poem about all the green things. Doing the practice. Because preschoolers love to play games and talk, playing word games such as I Spy and naming opposites are just two fun ways to get your child to talk about the world around her. These word games make it easy to follow her interests and expand her vocabulary. Play a game of I Spy in the car, while waiting for the bus, or in the checkout line at the store. Interest your child by spying things you know he likes. For example, I spy something red and blue. My new t-shirt. Yes, you guessed it. Play games such as Mother May I or Simon Says to help your child develop listening comprehension skills. Give simple commands that can be done at home or anywhere. For example, stand on one foot, skip to the door, or clap your hands. Every once in a while, give a silly command such as stand on no feet or clap one hand. This helps to keep the game fun and interesting for your child. Play an opposite game. This can be incorporated into your daily routines. For example, we are walking downstairs. What is the opposite of down? Up! Yes, you're right. Here's an example of a wacky word game. Samantha and her mom often go hiking on the weekends. Samantha's two favorite things to do are walking through mud puddles and climbing on the rocks. They play Simon Says as they hike along the trail. Simon Says, climb up the rocks, Mom calls to Samantha. Now climb down. You didn't say Simon Says, yells Samantha with glee. That's right. What a great listener you are, says her mom with a smile. How did Samantha's mom know the practice worked? She asked herself these questions. Is Samantha using new words? Is she showing more interest in playing word games? Does she ask to play listening comprehension games, such as Simon Says? If Samantha's mom answered yes to any of these questions, she knew she had provided Samantha with a fun and interesting literacy-rich experience. We hope you enjoyed Wacky Word Games. To find out more about this and many other CEL practice guides available, visit www.earlyliteracylearning.org.